Do you want to know why you are failing at fitness? To see any improvements in your fitness, you have to measure something. However, we have to be careful to measure and monitor what really matters. The challenge is measuring the right things to see meaningful results. So, what is it that you are measuring? Listen to this next episode of the Break Free and Get Fit podcast to discuss the indicators that you have truly achieved fitness. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. As Christians, we are not supposed to accept the status quo, which can be really hard because we have eyes that have been trained based on worldly standards. We live in this world, we can't escape it. However, we have to remember that we are citizens of heaven and have to retrain our sight. The world, social media, magazines, and marketing constantly bombard us with images and definitions of what is considered fit. I have to consciously undo this way of thinking in my life so I can live that Romans 12 life of being transformed by the renewing of my mind. Most of these standards or images, quite honestly, are unachievable and unrealistic. Even for the folks in these images, in a bodybuilding competition, for example, those athletes don't even look like that during their off season because their physique is not sustainable. And a lot of these photos and images are photoshopped. You know, people fast for 3 days before they have these photo shoots. And so not even the models look like that. So I also want to point out that the overemphasis on physical fitness only is not a balanced approach. And God does not want this for us. If there's one thing I know about God is that he is balanced. And I like to bring up 1 Thessalonians 5:23 through 24 again because here is God's idea for fitness. So fitness is God's idea. However, we have morphed it into what is not because we're always great at doing that as humans. But 1 Thessalonians 5:23, 24, and I'm looking at the Message version, says, "May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. If he said it, he will do it." And so here we see two concepts. God says, make you holy. And we talked about holy before. It's about being set apart for God's purposes. And whole, put together, spirit, soul, and body, missing nothing. So the first part here is knowing who we are. And we are essentially spirit with the soul living in a body. This is what God says. And we must nourish and exercise all parts of who we are. When we only focus on physical fitness and not care for the rest of who we are, we create an unbalanced life. And anything unbalanced is not sustainable and it's at risk of falling apart or coming undone. And this is not what God tells us when he says he wants us whole and put together. He doesn't want us falling apart. And The second part here is understanding that everything starts in the spiritual realm. There's even this order, spirit, soul, and body. And the spiritual realm is just the unseen realm. Our thoughts are unseen, spirits are unseen. There's a lot that goes on in the unseen realm. It's actually more real than the physical realm, and it should influence our physical realm. It should go in that order. Our spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, should influence our soul and influence our physical bodies and actions and behaviors, including our fitness. So, when you establish a good spiritual routine where your spirit is nourished and exercised daily, then it will make it easy establishing a good physical routine. And this is more sustainable. And why? Because the spirit influences the mind, and the mind will influence the body. And so, this is a key I missed for many, many years. I was doing things from my own strength. And I got exhausted and I got burnt out. And I kept it up for a really long time because I have a very strong will, which may not be the will of God. And I submit to the will of God, and I have to make a conscious effort. But this is why I'm so passionate about teaching this principle, because I hear when other people say, I've tried everything, and they're really exhausted, they're tired, and they really feel like they've tried everything. And maybe they've tried everything the world offers, but it's time to stop trying and start trying God's approach to fitness, which is way more sustainable, way more satisfying, and brings lasting results. And so I'm going to read 3 John 1 2, the Amplified Version, which says, Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically, just as I know your soul prospers spiritually. So again, we see the order of how physical fitness works. And it is God's desire for us to be fit. But our foundation to fitness is spiritual. And when you prosper spiritually, you are better equipped to have success in all areas of your life, again, including your fitness and your physical aspect. And 1 Timothy 4:8 says that for physical training is of some value, but godliness or spiritual training is of value in everything and in every way, since it holds promise for the present life and for the life to come. And some Christians use this verse, and this was in the English Standard Version that I read. And I encourage everyone to look up different versions. This is what helps me interpret what God is saying through this verse. But a lot of Christians use this verse to as an excuse to not exercise, saying, okay, well, spiritual training is of much more value, but this is not what God is saying. He's saying, God acknowledging that physical fitness has value. He's not saying not to do it. What he's saying is, don't let the spiritual training go on the wayside, because this is even more valuable. And the foundation in all we do needs to be Jesus. It needs to be spiritual. But when it comes to being fit, again, God says it's equivalent to wholeness and physical fitness. You need to also exercise your physical body for this balance. So it's about a balanced approach. It's not going one way, it's not going the other way, but it's being balanced and ensuring the foundation of Jesus is there. The Word of God is there. And this is why I share scriptures in my teaching, because this is, I present it to you. The Word of God is effective. It's gonna do its job. You take it, you research it, get that understanding and build upon it. And so God's purpose of fitness is to be able to equip us to serve Him better. and to increase our ability to do so. So when we measure fitness, we should look at indicators that can measure our ability. So I'm going to ask you to think of what measures you've been placing upon yourself. Has it been your weight, your body mass index, your dress size, how good you look in a bathing suit, even how others perceive you? Well, I'm going to ask you to take all these measures and toss them out, because this may be the reason you think you're failing at fitness. And I'll explain. So these goals or these indicators are superficial and have nothing to do with ability. I want you to view yourself as an athlete. In 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27, it describes us all in this way. All the citizens of heaven, we are all athletes. And it says, do you not know that in a race, all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating in the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. So I love verse 26 because it says, do not run aimlessly. You know, do not do this health and fitness journey without having goals. Goals are important. Athletes have goals. But do you think their goals are to have a six-pack of abs or, you know, how good they're looking in their summer dresses? No, a big fat no. Their goals have to do with ability. So why are we choosing goals that have nothing to do with this? So I suggest following suit and thinking of better goals. See, to better understand God's fitness, we have to renew our minds and start thinking like the Father on a higher level. So here are some suggestions of indicators or goals you can establish for yourself or you can use to measure your progress, such as number of steps per day. Personally, I'm doing 10,000 steps a day because I want a more active life. Also, the amount of time doing certain activities, like exercising 30 minutes a day. Also, number of days per week to engage in physical activity, such as, you know, engaging in physical activity 3 to 5 times a week. Also, number of repetitions or number of sets or increasing amount of weights that you're lifting if you're doing strength training. And these types of indicators and goals will help you win. So I'm also thinking about holistic measures that encompass overall health. And I have a full list of these indicators in my book titled The Simplest Ultimate Guide to Achieving Your Dream Body After 40, which I will leave the link in my show notes. And I consider taking a look. It's available on Amazon. It's very inexpensive, but it's a very like complete, concise book. It's workbook style, and it will really help you put your health and fitness journey in order and help you measure progress. And so in this book, I do have a chapter about measuring your success. And some things to consider are improvements in sleep quality, improvements in mood or confidence, an increase of joy, improved self-image. You get the point. You may actually be experiencing many positive health benefits, but you're not paying attention. You could actually be winning in your fitness and not even knowing it. And these wins, paying attention to these breakthroughs in your life, are going to help you keep going. They encourage you to keep pressing in. See, I always say that fitness is a lifelong journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. God's way of doing fitness is sure, but many people want the microwave version, the temporary counterfeit fitness. And how can you tell the counterfeit from the true thing? Give it time and you will see the counterfeit fall apart. God's ways of doing fitness may take longer to see physical results, but that is because your results are first seen in the spiritual realm. Then, in the transformation of your mind and your body will eventually follow suit. I encounter people who have completely thrown in the towel when it comes to their fitness because they thought, what's the point? I'm still overweight, or I'm just not enjoying my fitness routine, or just being tired of failed fitness attempts, or I'm doing all this work and I'm just not seeing results anyways. But are you really not experiencing results? If you think about it in a different way, if you don't look at these measures of ability, these other measures of holistic health, you totally may be missing it. And this makes me so sad because progress is found in the process. And the name of this game is to keep fighting for your fitness. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep pursuing God's will for your life. Keep pressing in with God's help. And if you're still trying, you are not failing. You only fail when you quit. So get back up, get back on, get at it. And what you are experiencing now is not the end. We are in a spiritual battle, and the devil knows if he can't have your soul, well, he's gonna surely try to get you sick and unhealthy and unmotivated, which is a great way to limit your God-given potential. So get up and fight. Fight through prayer, through seeking God's word and what he says about fitness. Keep doing it. Do your part one day at a time. And also stay tuned so we can fight together for the level of fitness God desires for all of us. So I want to share with you a free resource, which is a holistic health assessment. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And this assessment is holistic. It asks questions about your spirit, soul, and body, and the activities that you engage in. And there's also a reflection on your responses. So, doing this exercise will help you understand what next steps you can take to achieve your fitness goals. It's completely free. It's very helpful. And if you want to reach out to me to help you interpret your results, just send me a message through any of my platforms that I share in the show notes, and I will reach back out to you to help you in any way that I can. And so I'm going to end with prayer for you, my friends and family listening. Father God, I thank you for each person listening and seeking you in their fitness. I thank you that we do not have to do fitness alone, but with you, and you give us a roadmap to do fitness the way that you intended and designed. We continue to call upon you, Lord, for help, for renewed strength and energy every day. Help restore our motivation and give us your mindset and your thoughts. May any thinking that does not align with your thoughts and with your word be cast down right now, and any power over us revoked in the name of Jesus. I declare the mind of Christ over everyone listening and plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Let any agents of Satan operating in their lives be exposed, and the strategy of the enemy that kept them in bondage, release them right now in Jesus' name. Let your holy angels, Lord, be sent forth and help execute your will in deliverance and freedom. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Now, I look forward to seeing you fit, spirit, soul, and body. Until the next time, stay blessed. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close. So come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.